It's a classic situation where you have a headline, just a stark fact, which is the new census numbers saying that the number of people who are below the poverty line in the United States now is nearing record levels, nearing levels we haven't seen since the 1960s.
15% below the poverty line. You also got this debate over whether $250,000 in personal income per year is rich.
And right. And that's what the tax cuts are all about. That's really like only, what, 2%, 3% of the population in the United States?
That's right.
So you have here you have these statistics and these headlines. But what we're really getting at is a philosophical idea of rich or poor, wealth. What exactly does it mean? We had one listener, Alan from Rhode Island, who said, rich or poor is a state of mind. And we're wondering if that's true. So let me put that question to Larry Samuel. Larry is the author of Rich, The Rise and Fall of American Wealth Culture, and he's also been called the Margaret Mead of plutocrats by Slate magazine. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm wondering if you buy this idea that there is a distinct difference between the political official definition of rich and poor and the state of mind that Alan in Rhode Island is talking about, the way that people feel.
Right. I think he makes a great point, because everything I've read and written about suggests that that rich is a state of mind, that because money is so relative and you're always comparing, you know, what you have to other people, that there's very little correlation between wealth and happiness. So that's where you start. I mean, does having money make you happy? And the research suggests not so much, and that's what I found as well.
Well, but that argues that really the definition of rich really does change over the centuries, that it's oftentimes a cultural concept. Going back to the Golden Age, our idea of the guy in the tuxedo and the cigarette and the cigarette holder, that's very different than our idea of rich today.
Yeah, but I think in our society we put so much emphasis on money and materialism and consumption that rich has become much more associated with money, how many dollars you have in your bank account. So that's just, you know, the story of our time and place. And I think when historians do look back on the late 20th century, early 21st century, it's going to be about how much money there was, because this country had, until a couple years ago, and I think will again, more money than any other people in any other society in history. So it's kind of remarkable if you look at it, you know, in terms of millennia. It's quite a story we have.
You know, and there are so many characters in American history who've had more money literally than God. I mean, they had more money than they could even keep track of. I mean, the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, et cetera, and you got Bill Gates today. You know, you hear this debate about people who are unwilling to be taxed if they make more than $250,000. You've heard the expression, if you ask the price, you must not be rich.
It's true.
So does that mean if people actually feel the sting of these taxes at above $250,000, they're probably not really rich?
I don't think they are. I think it's actually a really low number. Or I just wouldn't look at annual income as a basis. It's a very poor measure. I mean, you could make $250,000, but you could spend $300,000. So are you rich? No, you're in debt. I draw a distinction, first of all, between rich and wealthy. It's two completely different things. And we're so focused on rich that we've lost this idea of wealth culture, that there used to be an identifiable wealth culture in the United States that in which wealth cross hands, you know, over generations, and they subscribe to a certain set of codes that they don't really do anymore. You know, if you think about, you know, they dressed a certain way, they spoke a certain way, they had these social signifiers of elitism. It's gone, basically. They're extinct. So it's become all about money, how many dollars you've had. In a way, I think we're kind of a poorer place, because then it just comes down to, you know, how much money I have versus someone else. And somebody always has more. So you're in trouble from the start.
Well, Larry, let me read you a comment from one of our listeners and get your response to it. Stacey Hill in Massachusetts writes this. She says, the best definition I read of what it means to be rich was on classmatters.org. It said, when you're rich, everything works, meaning you don't have to worry about whether your car runs, if the lights are going to be on, or what will happen if you break a tooth or if the computer crashes. When you're rich, you don't have to worry about the details of existing. Being poor means that even in the best of times, you're constantly struggling to keep those very things together. I'm wondering what your response is to that definition.
I like that. To me, I tweak it a little bit. To me, it's about time. Because if you think about it, we have two different resources in our society. You have money, because you need money to buy things and survive. But really, it comes down to time. So if you're rich, to me, you're spending the time the way you want to, your limited amount of time the way you want to. That, to me, is the ultimate form of wealth. And sometimes it's correlated with monetary wealth, and sometimes it isn't. There's a lot of poor people, I'm sure, that are living richer lives, so to speak, than than people who have who are millionaires.
And yet that also argues that this Great Recession has really changed the idea of being rich. If it's true that being rich means things work, then during this period of time when people are unemployed, when they can't pay bills, when they're losing their homes, that means the definition of rich has changed.
It has, and I think it's been good and bad. I mean, we're focusing on the bad because it has made people struggle, and it's rough out there. But it also, I know a lot of people who are living richer lives than when they were working at their 9-to-5 job and then lost their job and were sort of forced into pursuing their passions, for better or worse, and they're happier. They're less wealthy in terms of money, but I'm finding them as happier people. So it's sort of ironic that the recession and now depression has made some people happier.
Do you think that the conversation over wealthy or rich is hampered by the sort of political definitions that are kind of slapped onto personal income?
Well, I think politics gets in the way of everything because it has to be so extreme these days. You know, it's so polarized. So I think, I think it gets in the way and is damaging to, you know, the real definitions, the stuff that really matters. Yeah, because it becomes agenda-based, which isn't really the point. It's really about, you know, can we live fulfilled lives? And then it becomes, you know, a chip in a political game, which gets in the way. Yeah.
So we have come out of a time when there was a great pursuit of richness. Would you say that's pretty accurate?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, what time are we in now?
Well, we're in the low. We're in a setback, and it reminds me of a lot of what happened in the 30s, and in the early 70s, and to some extent in the early 80s and early 90s. And this is a natural thing. It's painful, but you know, there's a boom and a bust, and we're in a bust. But in 5 to 7 years, we're going to be having a much different conversation, because there's going to be a new bar to reach, you know, that superseded hedge funds, you know, which superseded .com and superseded all the other ways to get fabulously wealthy through the 20th century. We don't know what it is. I wish I knew what it was.
Learn Chinese.
That could be it.
Emmanuel and Mandarin from Larry
Mandarin.
Samuel.
Yeah.
Larry Samuel's author of Rich, The Rise and Fall of American Wealth Culture. Thanks so much for joining us. And you can keep this conversation going. Tell us what signs make you feel rich and what makes you feel poor. Give us a call at 877-8-MYTECH.